You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. If you missed your favorite program, don't worry. You can listen to podcasts of our program at cjsf.ca.
Everywhere, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
Do you think that the society that you live in is one you ought to rebel against, or do you think you're rebelling against it?
Yes, definitely rebelling against it.
To ride.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
Till I die.
They will listen to that most music, you know, and that's what we're doing is we're here to alleviate that, you know, get people dancing, help them remember what rock and roll used to be like and is now, but only in a very few cases.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Pelche, and we're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. Adam, hello and welcome.
Well, hello, Dave, and hello, Canada. As mentioned, this is Revolution Rock, and we are giving you 2 hours of great rock and roll music. On tonight's episode, you're going to be hearing the likes of Yola Tango, who recently played a show here in the Windsor, Detroit region, actually just over the border at the Majestic Theater. A fantastic show, so we're going to highlight some great tracks from that group. As well, we're going to be playing some music from Global Citizens, Wax Mannequin, brand new material from Spider Bite, a new single from Psychic Void. We're going to be celebrating 30 years of Liz Phair's Exile in Guyville, and we're also going to be playing some brand new music from Model Actress, Water From Your Eyes, and more.
Yes, so we're also going to play a pair of tracks from two different musicians that also recently have passed away. Another member of the pop group passed away, was it on the 20th? The guitarist, John Monnington, who was very influential for his very unconventional style in the post-punk genre.
No, absolutely. There was this very sort of, dissonance in his guitar work. And the way that he stabbed the guitar as well, I think the only thing I can come close to in comparison around the time maybe was Gang of Four, but definitely he pursued it in a much different way, really changing how a lot of people chose to play instruments and chose to approach the guitar. And, you know, his style would go on to inform a number of artists. I mentioned one of them who we're going to be playing tonight, Model Actress, but also bands like The Birthday Party and Jesus Lizard. And, the other person that you mentioned who also passed away, she passed away just a day before, June 18th, and that's Teresa Taylor, who is one of the drummers of Butthole Surfers, and probably, for me, I first actually came to know her through her role in the film Slacker.
Oh, yeah, she's in that movie. I forgot.
Yeah, and she kind of became the poster image on that film, even though she only had about a 5-minute sequence in it. It was so memorable. And honestly, it does make me sad to hear about her passing. She died due to complications with lung disease. With that said, we're going to be paying tribute to these incredible musicians in this set, as well as playing newer music, as mentioned by model actress Water From Your Eyes. And we're going to start things off with a brand new track from Swans. And I'm so glad we're not playing the 45-minute song from their new album. We're going to be playing the 3-minute song from their new record.
Oh, but if we play the 45-minute song, like, we could start it and then leave.
Hey, we can go get some, get a coffee or something, come back. But no, folks, we're going to play.
We're not leaving.
No, we're not leaving. We're going to play something from their brand new double record that just dropped this week called The Beggar. We're going to hear their track, Los Angeles, City of Death.
She was wearing gold, so tell me something. searching for love in the library of a ghost town. Finding me a better job, singing that it's true and you'll sing. Breaking out the butterfly, kiss the walls of the Dutch house.
Kiss the book.
starting heavy and hot tonight with Psychic Void, brand new track from the band, who you can actually check out performing a show tonight. Make sure it's going to be packed, but if you enjoy really great, fast, vicious music, you know you're going to have a good time. That's at Craft Heads tonight, actually, I should mention.
No, it's at the Chelsea Underground.
The Chelsea Underground, thank you.
Which is on Olette.
On Olette, yes. So, Dave, thank you for the correction. Please go check out that show and check out that brand new single, The Man. I believe that's on their Bandcamp page now.
It's on streaming sites. I'm not sure if it's on Bandcamp yet, but it's on the interwebs.
Very good, very good. An excellent single. Great job for Windsor's own Psychic Void. Before that, we heard another great hardcore-influenced band through Spiderbite.
Yeah, this is a band featuring Stephen Lamke and then Daniel and Ian Romano. They put out an album in 2020, it's part of a series of albums that Daniel Romano was putting out at a really alarming rate, but also a really high quality rate. And it was just this like punk band that mixed hardcore and 70s punk. And they announced not too long ago that there's going to be a second album, and now it's out. It's called The Rainbow and the Dove. There was a pre-order. It came out, I believe, last week. And there was a pre-order where it came with like a special book/zine that Daniel Romano put together. With the lyrics, and it sold out quickly. And actually, since the album is, I think, only 15 or 16 minutes, both of their albums are found on this release, the first and the second. You can still purchase the record through You've Changed Records. Recommended if you like that. We heard Smash Glass. Prior to that, we heard music from Butthole Surfers.
Yes, we heard the track Ricky from their 1980 album Hairway to Steven. That's featuring the contributions from drummer Teresa Taylor, who did pass away just the past week on June 18th due to complications from a long-term lung disease. She was a fantastic, influential, and charismatic drummer, to say the least. And also, as I mentioned, put on quite the performance in the film Slacker, which I adored her in. Yeah, she's going to be missed, along with John Waddington, one of the most revolutionary guitarists to come out of the post-punk era, redefined what guitar work could be with his contributions to the pop group. We did play some stuff from the pop group earlier on, because there was another passing from the group, of course. But we played Kiss the Book, which was actually taken from a BBC session in 1978. You can find that off the compilation record, We Are Time.
Prior to music from the pop group, we heard music from Model Actress.
Yeah, they're a newer group that hails from New York City, kind of combining noise rock, drone, and punk rock to a really great cacophony. I really dig this group. They have some great eviscerating lyrics, quite literally on this song called Mosquito. Their debut record is highly recommended. It's called Dog's Body. Prior to that, a song that we meant to start off with. We have no idea what happened. Our files got mixed up. Anyway, we did hear something from the brand new Swans record, The Beggar. This is a very long, sprawling record, as so many of their latest releases have been. This one features a 45-minute long song. I chose not to play that one. I chose to play the 3-minute song, Los Angeles City of Death, again from Swans' brand new release, The Beggar. And we really started things off there with the song True Life, and that's taken from the band Water From Your Eyes. Their latest release is Everyone's Crushed. Their sound is very unique. It's kind of a mixture of art pop with art rock with some elements of electronica thrown in, but not beat-oriented electronica.